I was thinking about this, and it reminded me of this time when I first got to New York and I got my very first play. And I was going to be touring around the country doing this play, and I would have my own hotel room, and I was very excited. And I had read this book at the very same time that I was going to start rehearsals for this play. And the way that I took the book was that, you know what, like, masturbating's wrong, and so I'm not going to do it anymore. And so I just decided in my head, you know what, the second this play starts, I'm not jerking off anymore, okay? Okay, Kyle, 99% of guys jerk off, the other 1% is Kevin James Doyle. And the first few weeks were fine, you know, things are fine, and then, like, it's like week four, it's like week five, and I'm walking around, I'm like, woo! Woo! Just don't jerk off, you know? In my head, I'm saying that, not out loud. You know, and like, I'm just walking around, I'm like running like 5-minute miles, you know? And like, my checklists are getting done, I'm like writing screenplays. And people are like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine, you know? And I got back to my hotel room one time, and I opened up the hotel room, and there's some lotion right there. And I was like, temptation. I walk around a little bit, and a few minutes later, I see it again, and then I see that it's right next to a shower cap. I was like, no. And then I turn around and see that, and then I see there's like the bed, and there's the box spring right here. And I was like, okay, I'm not jerking off. But I put the lotion inside of the shower cap, and I put the shower cap inside the bed and the box spring, and I was like, hey, look who's not jerking off! The streak is still alive, baby! 99% of guys jerk off, and the other 1% are very resourceful. Indianapolis, Indiana, La Quinta Inn, room 304. You never forget your first bed, okay? That's pretty weird, right? That's like a weird rule to make up for yourself. Yes. Instead of just deciding to do something new, you just like find this weird loophole. Like you're like a sex lawyer who's like going through what you can do. And by the way, Sex Lawyer, that's an incredible adult film series, and you should definitely check it out.